We are launching into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about a homebrew crackdown here. If we get a chance, of course, we'll take your calls as the primary element here. That's the point of the show tonight. Joining you, as usual, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Sam is joining us, special from ObscuredTruth.com. Make sure you visit him there and watch some of his videos. Watch them all if you get the chance. We'll continue here with your phone calls and jumping right into Kiesel in Georgia. Kiesel, you're on Free Talk Live. Kiesel?
All right. Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right, so freedom of religion, is that something we should try to maintain? And if not, how are we going to get rid of it?
Why would you want to get rid of freedom of religion?
Well, freedom of religion, I mean, every religion believes they're the right religion, right? So that their God is going to eventually enforce that there is only going to be one religion.
Well, not every religion believes that. I mean, I'm a Quaker, and
right.
I don't know.
I'm a Quaker. I don't believe that every religion's wrong and mine's the only right one. I would say that there's certainly some of them that do, though.
A number of them, sure.
All right, so how about, let's see, narrowing religion down then?
I don't understand. What are you getting at? How are you going to accomplish that?
No, I'm asking you, it doesn't need to be accomplished.
No, of course not.
No, religion is freedom of religion is freedom of thought, and I certainly don't want to limit what people think.
They should be able
I think that. However, I can get on the radio and say, "Hey, your religion, where you believe that the world is traveling around on the back of a giant turtle, is stupid," and that. You know, that I apply pressure
free.
To people in that manner.
Sure. Well, I mean, pure pressure, that's fine. But people should be free to believe whatever silly nonsense they want.
And when I first heard the question, you said, should there be freedom of religion? Well, I think, how do people get freedom of religion? I mean, it almost sounds like you're talking about it in the context of something that government is going to be there to actually protect, when in fact they're taking away our freedom to begin with in order to provide that so-called protection. So... What do you think?
I'm saying, freedom of religion it's a division between the human population.
That's so what government does, yeah.
Definitely, I agree. But religion still, it's a division, and it's stunning our growth, stunning our potential.
It's a claim, right? And if you're making that claim, then you have a goal. And what's that goal? And should other people who don't have that goal have to abide by it? No, I think that freedom of religion comes from the inside, and so therefore that's a right. And to suggest that you somehow limit it is bad. Do I think that religion is on the whole good or bad? I think that I'm not even willing to make that stand. I think that. You'll find that Western culture, based largely on Judeo-Christian values, and I think there's some really great aspects to that. So I'm not even willing to say that the world would be a better place without religion. I do think that we're moving towards a society where religion is either something they don't believe or where it is much more flexible, where they, it's not so rigid and they don't want to hurt people over it. I think that's important.
Okay, so that's essentially narrowing it down, because I see the same thing, where people are trying to throw away the religion or not taking it seriously, only going by name.
Well, and I also think that, over time, government has always has seen religion as this way to control people.
Absolutely.
And tell them how to think if you don't want to go to hell and burn for eternity, then you have to live this way.
You'll do what Caesar says.
And so government sees that as, oh wow, man, look at what they're able to, do to their flock there. If we could only control them, and there's evidence that they have here recently with the federal government going out and talking to, the priests and stuff, telling them, if the government comes to you and says give up your guns, then you should just do that and mind the government. And
pipe down with all your criticism and all that.
Yeah, exactly. It's the clergy response teams and the 501c3. So government, I think, has shaped and influenced the way that religion has developed and evolved over time. And I think that's had a really sort of detrimental effect on exactly what you're pointing out, that the religions are very divisive. And I don't know that it would be that way in absence of the state.
Yeah, that's an interesting speculation. I don't know either. I think that I'll make the statement that I think that the world probably would be better off without organized religion. But in order to get rid of organized religion, you have to have paradigm shifts amongst the people that are involved in them. So it would be a natural outgrowth of people moving beyond the idea of organized religion. We're just not going to be able to wave a magic wand tomorrow and say, poof, now we don't have it anymore. So the whole idea that we should get rid of religion.
I disagree. I think you're going to need organizations that that foster certain sort of moral activities, and that's what religions have done up to this point. That's their role. And you know, I agree. You don't need to threaten somebody with that, but I'd say the largest amount of giving and taking care of people that need it in society are done by religious organizations.
Maybe, but on the other hand, there's cheering on wars and things like that.
Some of them, yeah, but you're just taking an aspect of it. I said I'm not willing to make a stand, and I'm not. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying religion's good or bad. I'm not willing to make that stand.
I'm not saying religion is good or bad. I'm saying that organized religion in general has been used to control people and to milk them for cash and to get them to be obedient.
Organized religion is also the single biggest caretaker of poor people downtrodden.
But that doesn't
country.
Mean that people wouldn't be taken care of in the absence of these organized religions that we know of today.
That doesn't mean that there wouldn't be people that were cheering on war. I mean, you're just taking aspects and you know, saying religion, organized religion's bad. It's certainly not for me, but I think it's good for some people.
Kiesel? Oh, I think we lost him. 800-259-9231. Go to Corby in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
I think Dave is secretly Tommy Chong.
People have made that that accusation. That and Sly Stallone.
More Tommy Chong. I don't know. I guess it's real deep. I love his voice, though. He could be any kind of announcer he wanted to. But.
I think it would be a good question for the Free Talk Live BBS. You could create a poll and put those two possibilities as the answers and see which one comes out ahead.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you say the word balls on the radio?
You just did. But I wouldn't say them in. I wouldn't use them in a sentence.
Pander too much.
With the word brass. Before,
yeah, I think you could say that. Sure. I think
WikiLeaks has brass balls, and I think they should be commended for. They have one advantage being out of the country that they can do things anybody else here would get arrested for.
Absolutely. And they're actually being criticized by all kinds of people now. They're saying that, on the other side, you've got the government people that obviously don't like them. And now there's news that's come out. I saw it on the Drudge Report earlier today that certain victims' rights groups are now upset at WikiLeaks because they're publishing names of Afghanis, and they're worried that could result in some kind of reprisals against those folks.
Sure.
And so, hey, information, man, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
right?
You know, you got to shine light on these things, otherwise people don't know. What these people are arguing for are secrets. And,
right,
you know, I paid for this stuff, and I deserve to know.
Well said, Corby. Sure. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. Well, one last one pirate joke. So why couldn't the pirate go to the rated R movie? Never, I just blew it. Never mind.
It has something to do with R.
Thanks, Corby. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything.
We found out on the Sunday show that one of the things WikiLeaks did, because, you know, you've got this oppressive military government that can murder people from the sky at the press of a button, is in this big file that they released, there's one file in there that's just massive. I think it was like a gigabyte or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And its title, it's called insurance.aes256. So what that is, that's an encryption algorithm. The highest one that's out there, I believe, right now, takes 40 years with the current supercomputers to maybe crack. And so he's put something in this gigabyte. Nobody knows how much it is. It could just be a bunch of junk with a little bit of extra, you know, things that haven't been released. And so that's apparently his insurance policy, that he's sent the keys out to this insurance file to several friends, so that if anything happens to him, they get published.
Is this
that information gets unlocked, and then everybody gets to hear
who put the insurance in there? Julian, whatever.
Julian, yeah, the WikiLeaks guy.
Bradley Manning. I feel so bad for that Bradley Manning character. 20 something years old, and just, you know, thought he was doing the right thing. Felt like U.S. government was doing something terrible, and he's facing 50 years in prison.
A good deed goes unpunished. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy all the features on the site. They are completely free. So, again, head on over, freetalklive.com. The site actually allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that we will talk about on this show by going and submitting show prep suggestions. You find something online that you think is pretty cool, you think our listeners will enjoy it, you submit it through the show prep submission link there at freetalklive.com. It shows up in the upcoming stories queue. Listeners will see those, vote on them, whether they like or dislike, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to see them and talk about them on the air. So head over and help us create the content for our website. Really appreciate everybody that does at freetalklive.com.
John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice Productions team up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to present a brand new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. It's thinktwicenews.com, and they are not lying. It is an epic video.
Absolutely. I really like that one. In fact, I liked it so much, I put it up on the brand new person's page over at freekeen.com. So if you're new, you click that, and I think it's a pretty good eye-opener. All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want to the Amp Lines, where Ty is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Ty.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Oh, hey, Ty. What's on your mind?
Hey, there's been a few guys call in the last few days asking for some book recommendations.
Yeah, sure.
And I wanted to put in a plug for a book that I've recently found that I think is fantastic. It's written by the editor of Laissez-Faire Books, Jim Powell, and it's called The Triumph of Liberty. Have you guys heard of that one?
I have not.
I hadn't, no.
Is this a newer book?
I don't know when the copyright date is. I'd have to look real quick, but it's a very thick book, and it covers, it says 2,000 years. It's basically a history. Like, I'd never heard of John Lilburn until I started reading this book. He was one of the original, you know, the levelers around the time of the English Civil War. But it's got little, it's like mini biographies of some of Liberty's most noted people, and it's excellent. It's outstanding.
That sounds like something I'd really enjoy. Thank you for the recommendation. Give it once again.
It's called The Triumph of Liberty by Jim Powell.
Okay.
Very good, sir.
Also, are you guys familiar with Jeff Riggenbach?
Sounds familiar. Not sure,
from Mises. He's got a real good voice. He does he reads the book on the audiobook version on audible.com. I have a subscription there. My job, I do a lot of driving around, and rather than listen to a bunch of crap on the radio, I often listen to good audiobooks.
That's a good idea, because you're not going to get any smarter listening to Rush Limbaugh, that's for sure.
Oh, that's a fact. And I first got this as an audiobook, and I was so impressed with it. I said, man, I got to get a hard copy. So I bought a hard copy as well. But Jeff Riggenbach reads it, and he's got a podcast that's real good, too. The guy's got a great voice, and he's a libertarian himself. And he's got a great podcast called the Libertarian Tradition over on Mises.org. That's also a good one to get. And he covers a lot of the people that are in here and kind of plugs the book as well.
Great. Thanks for the suggestions. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask Sam, is it intentional that ObscuredTruth.com redirects to the YouTube channel?
It is. Right now, you know, I had a website set up for Obscured Truth when I very first started, and Ian actually recommended a couple years ago that I just forward it to my YouTube channel until I actually do something with it. I was actually thinking about, you know, setting up a proper WordPress template and getting all that organized and getting that going here soon. So, yeah, for now, that's the way it sits.
You just got so much on your hands.
Yeah.
Editing.
Make sure I use OpenDNS, and I thought I may have some settings wrong or something.
No, there's nothing there yet, but at some point it will turn into a real website.
Okay, I'll get a couple of other quick plugs. Of course, Market for Liberty. Ian Voices, a free audio book available at freekeen.com. Another great one, a great audio book, and a great hard copy book, and Dr. Mary Ruwart's Healing Our World.
We need to make that into an audiobook one of these days. I remember I reached out to her about that at one point. She sounded kind of interested, but I think she had to check with somebody and her lawyer or something like that. And,
okay.
And she never got back to me. But
yeah, I haven't actually read that one, but I've expressed an interest before in turning that into an audiobook. I think it would make a good one from as highly as you speak of it.
You've never read Healing Our World?
I've read parts of it.
I've got 20 of them out there.
I know, and I had it coming in jail, but then I got out before I got the chance to read it, and gotcha. I hardly read books when I'm out.
Yeah, well, that is one of the nice things about jail is you do get plenty of time to catch up
on reading.
Then you have to pay for it.
So, a couple more real quick. Just about anything by Murray Rothbard with Liberty in the title, For a New Liberty, and The Ethics of Liberty.
Very Conceived in Liberty, too. I'm reading his Conceived in Liberty, and it's incredible.
Oh, okay. I haven't read that one.
Ty, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Why would you want to read books on a cruise? There's all kinds of other things to do when you're out on a cruise.
People do it.
You got to have downtime sitting on the deck.
Yeah. I suppose so, sure. Fun.
What kind of things do you think you're missing on this cruise by reading?
I haven't gone on a cruise as an adult, but I went on one as a child maybe an early teen, and there was plenty of things to keep me busy, I can tell you that. So, anyway, that's one of the things they do on cruises. They come up with things for you to do, rather so you don't have to sit around reading books. 800-259-9231. Nico is on the line in Illinois. Nico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
I wanted to comment on WikiLeaks. And first of all, I really do support WikiLeaks and what they do. I think that hiding information from people is wrong, especially when your money is taken from you forcefully to hide information from you. The only problem I have with WikiLeaks, and I mean, it's not really a problem that I get angry at him for, it's just I don't know how it should be handled, is that some of the information is still useful in the military, and I mean, if I were a troop and some of the information was going to get me killed because enemies can use it to figure out what our plans are, I mean, I wouldn't be in support of that.
Maybe so, you shouldn't be killing people.
Well, I guess the decision...
Yeah, I don't support the military, and I don't support all these crazy foreign affairs that we're involved in, or the United States government is involved in. But at the same time, I mean, I don't know what we're going to do to stop it. And I, for one, couldn't divulge information like that knowing that I'm putting people's lives in risk. I just couldn't do it.
What if divulging that information ends the war 5 years early and saves 100,000 innocent civilians from being murdered by the United States military?
How would it do that?
Pentagon Papers?
I mean,
you ever heard of those?
Yeah.
They stopped the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
I mean, they're what put the brakes on it, and it was the fact is these documents do show how so many civilians are being killed, and that it's being hidden from us. I'm not saying I support troops getting being put in a larger amount of danger over it, but these troops make that decision every single day as to whether or not they want to go out. They could actually choose not to go fight.
That's right.
They'd have to go to the brig if they want to.
It'd be courageous.
It beats catching a bullet, right?
I think that'd be one of the most courageous things they could do, is to say, to hell with this. What the heck? What was I thinking? I'm not going to fight this war anymore. Thank you, Nico, for the call. 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything still to come. The Homebrew Crackdown. We'll tell you about it coming up. 800-259-9231. You thought making homebrew was legal? Well, if you live in Oregon, you may have to think again. We'll give you the details. Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent Abundant, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is where you want to go. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you. So enjoy, including our archives, going back all the way to 2006, all free. The last week, or on the front page of the site, and you click into the archives section, and again, all the way back to 2006, all free for you, brought to you by HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. And by the way, we are broadcasting this program from beautiful New Hampshire, but none of us lived here several years ago. We all made the move as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetimes. And if that sounds like something that maybe is a good idea, maybe getting together with other people that believe like you do, if you at least believe in freedom, getting together with another 20,000, say 19,999 other people that have similar belief systems as you, wouldn't that be powerful? Wouldn't that mean that change was inevitable? Wouldn't that mean that there were some really exciting things on the horizon? Well, I can tell you it does, because we see those things on the horizon. We see some exciting things happening here now, and we know that the more people come here to New Hampshire and get active for freedom, the more exciting things will get. And the statists, by the way, understand that something is coming too, and they're not so excited about it. They're very upset. The people that are part of the status quo, the people that support the government aggression, they are not so happy that the Free State Project has chosen New Hampshire, the live free or die state, and they are, well, bemoaning it every chance they get. And so come on up here, join the fun, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about this incredible movement full of just the best activists I've ever come across. It's such an honor to be here amongst them and to be able to work with them and to be inspired by them, because many of the things that I have done here as far as civil disobedience, for instance, I was inspired by others who came before me. When I stood in front of the police car in Keene, New Hampshire a few weeks ago, I did that because another activist did it first. And then when I moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, I moved here because there were some earlier movers than got here before I did. And we moved almost 4 years ago now, Mark. So it's people that are just so inspirational that have come up here at this early stage in the game. There are over 10,000 people that have signed up for the Free State Project, and we want to get to 20,000. So you can help us do that at freestateproject.org. It really is an incredible movement. So, Sam, tell me about the crackdown on home brewing.
All right. Well, this is from USA Today. State law kill buzz of home brews. When the 2010 Oregon State Fair opens August 27th, there won't be any amateur beer brewers competition for the first time in 22 years.
Whoa.
An overlooked 80-year-old statute that says Oregon homebrewed beer can't leave the home has forced fair organizers to cancel the competition, which had 335 entrants last year, says Oregon Liquor Control Commission spokeswoman Christy Scott.
Well, it was okay until we found these words on this piece of paper over here, and now you can't do it anymore.
It'd be anarchy.
I mean, it wasn't okay, but we made a mistake. It was actually all wrong the entire time we were doing it. Every one of those 22 years, it was just wrong because these words on paper said it was wrong.
Written by a bunch of guys who've been dead a very long time.
Written in 1930, right? I mean, 80 years ago.
Prohibition.
Would have been right in the heart of Prohibition.
Yep. Brewers were reminded of the statute after the Oregon Department of Injustice clarified the law for a pub seeking to serve homebrew at an event, Scott says. As long as this is the law, we have to enforce it.
Oh, we've heard that one before, haven't we?
You know, I'm kind of the opinion that I like the idea of police officers enforcing laws that are written on the books mindlessly. I just wish they would, because it's when they, they sort of bend the rules and it's murky. I mean, what else should these guys be enforced to do, be asked to do? It's just that
How about actually stopping real crime?
That'd be great. That's what should be the law then, right?
No, I understand. I can't imagine why anybody would want to advocate that they enforce these laws mindlessly.
I think that what I'm actually advocating is that a pressure to get rid of stupid laws, and that and a mindset in society that laws are dangerous and that they hurt people, and that to give a police officer power to actually interpret the law is to give them the power to ignore their friends and their superiors and their cohorts when they disobey the law.
Right, but they have that power.
They have the power as a human. However, it's not what their job is.
It is their job. They have in their job title here at the Keene Police Department. I've read their statement of ethics.
They need a new job description.
I've read their statement of ethics, and it says they will enforce the laws with discretion. Right there in the very statement.
They shouldn't enforce the laws with discretion. The laws should be so clear and so well written that this kind of nonsense. I think that yes, these cops should walk in lockstep and enforce these things, but then politicians and then people. We'll get the politicians finally to undo this. And then after it's done over and over and over again, people will say, we're sick and tired of these nuts passing all these laws.
I can't agree with that. That's like the argument that you need to make more tyranny in order to get to liberty. And I'm sorry, I just can't. I can't get behind that idea. And the cops having discretion as part of their job description is an admission of how crappy the government system
is. Absolutely agreed.
Because they know that these legislators are going to come up with crap can laws, and that the ideal way, if you've got legislators coming up with stupid nonsense, that if you've got intelligent police who can look at that and say, the heck is this? That's unconstitutional. Or that violates people's rights. No, we're not going to enforce that. We're just going to stick with this stuff that makes sense, like no arson and no murder and no assault.
I'd love to see it, but I just don't see any evidence the cops are going to use their discretion properly.
Yeah, and instead what we get today is they have all of these laws on the books, and then they're not enforced on everybody, but anytime they need to target somebody they don't like,
they go
through the
list. Right out. Yeah. So if they,
there's one. Look at that.
So if they feel like for whatever reason they want to shut down the old homebrew section of the county fair and just ruin some people's fun, let's go do that.
Amateur brewers in several states are encountering laws that limit how they can share their recipes. Michigan law says homemade beer can travel, but not to bars where clubs often meet. I mean, if you think about it, you're in a home brewing beer club. Where are you going to hold your meeting? How about let's go to the ballet dance center and we'll hold our meeting there.
Wow.
So let's see.
So clubs can you can take in Michigan you can take your beer out of your house, but you can't take it to a bar. And in Oregon you can't even take it out of your house. Is what they're saying, right?
Right. Yeah. So it says here, Frey of Saline, Michigan says licensed bars that host such meetings for now can no longer host them. We realize we put our host at risk, he said. Frey says state rep so-and-so, both Democrats proposed a change that would have made tastings and competitions in bars legal. It died in committee this year after the Liquor Commission expressed opposition.
Wow, isn't it interesting that not only do the marijuana legalization proponents have a difficult time with even getting medical marijuana passed, but still, 80 years after prohibition, still getting a liquor some sort of absurd law like this that prohibits people from having the freedom to homebrew and take it out of their house or take
it. The Liquor Commission can't get behind that.
Right. We're literally talking about taking some plant matter, throwing it in a container with some water, and letting it sit for a little while.
That's what we're talking about, yeah. And then it becomes illegal to start moving that around. And the idea that they can't get enough traction, these guys in the Michigan Congress tried to do something about it, but, oh, the liquor commissioner wouldn't get behind it, so no one would be convinced of this.
Not this year.
Right, because when those bureaucrats go in, whether it's the police chiefs or the liquor commission or whoever it is that's in charge of these enforcement agencies, when they go in and they talk about how, well, we can't just let children have access to cannabis, you know, or whatever scare stories. Right. They're going to grow breasts. The males will grow breasts.
Bring 100 microbrewers out there to the state capitol. They drive for hours and hours to get there. They take off from work to do it. And they get out there and they say, hey, all we want to do is bring some beer to a bar and taste it around with our friends and show who's the better brewer. And then you have one jackball bureaucrat that comes out. He's getting paid. He's got a state-funded car. He comes up and says, no, we can't do this. It'll be bad. There'll be people running around with beer everywhere.
Is there more coming up here, Sam?
That's the most of it.
All right, more coming up here with your thoughts at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, which is why I think that non-cooperation and civil disobedience is such an important component. If those 100 homebrewers showed up at the state house with a bottle of their homebrew, I think that would be a little bit more powerful. More coming up. Take control, and they can open them up.
Drink it up. Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com four out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you've used the drug Reglan, or its generic form, metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects, consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there totally free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We reinvest it into the program. We get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board. You know, it's funny, some of the critics, we were talking about these angry statists up here in the Keene area of New Hampshire that are very, very upset at the idea that people would be so brazen as to actually stand up for liberty, to laugh at the aggressors, to laugh at the government people, to not take them seriously, et cetera, et cetera. And the bemoaning and griping never diminishes. It never stops. And one of the things that they had said, one of their anonymous commenters was suggesting that,
yo, Ian's got on his website donation areas. You know, he's just making money off of this. Isn't this all just so, all this disobedience, all this stuff, just so Ian can make money?
Yes, it's absolutely ludicrous.
And why would you say that's ludicrous?
Because you're not in it for the money. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been with this guy for a decade now. You know, in some manner or another, we've worked together for a decade. And you're just not a guy who's in it for the money. You're in it because you are a true believer. You would give up, the fact is, you know, Free Talk Live could probably be something bigger as far as owned by some syndication company, and they'd get us all kinds of big radio stations and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. If you were in it for the money, we could be in New York City right now.
If I were in it for the money, I probably would have more money to my name, but I don't. My bank account's had about the same amount of money in it as long as I can remember, because pretty much what I get in, I put back out. Whether I put it back out into the show to make the show more popular and thereby spread the ideas of freedom, or to put it back into the movement, like buying a printer, a color printer, or whatever for the local activists, and buying banners and things like that, just reinvesting into the movement. And, of course, the idea that it's wrong for me to somehow profit – because clearly I am making a living, right? I mean, I'm putting my extra money back into the show, but something's paying for my food, obviously. Something is paying the electricity bill. So clearly I'm making enough to live. But the whole concept,
these people are making more than a living, off of us. I mean, look at the pensions these government people have,
right?
You know, and, they're in it for the, talk about in it for the money. I mean, these people's values are shaped around the largesse that they managed to, not the largesse, but the extortion that they managed to get off of the rest of us.
They are tightening the belt, though, Mark. I mean, federal wages have been going up for the last 9 years. Next year, the plan is to only give them a 3.5% raise. So,
yeah.
Hard times, dude.
Yep. And instead of just being able to work 20 years and getting out of it and going and have a pension, we're going to make them work. Well, 20 years is fine.
I personally hope that more activists can find a way to profit from their activism. I think that's really the ideal situation, because this show, so you understand, was a labor of love for many, many years for me.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was something that... that I poured time and money into.
Let me paint a picture for people. Free Talk Live essentially made only mitigable money until 2006. Until 2007. December of 2006, it made something, but not much. So 2007, and most of that at that point, even all through 2007, really went to me, not to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've really worked on Free Talk Live. You didn't get paid from 2002 when we came on air of any substantial amount until 2008. So
yeah,
that's the reality of it. That's, you know, Ian stayed at home, had no job from 2004. Well, I mean, he had no job that he was being compensated for, and made telephone calls for Free Talk Live to program directors for years and years without compensation.
I still don't get compensated directly to make the phone calls.
Not for the phone calls.
I mean, I don't know. If you broke down all the hours I spend doing stuff, what I would get paid, I'm not sure. Really.
Oh, it's still bad.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you've broke
the Kmart threshold that you used to be under there yet.
Probably have broken the Kmart threshold. But, I don't think about those things. I just think about, well, you know, am I making enough to survive? And then whatever's over top of that, I have a little bit. I have, you know, I make enough to survive, and then I have a little bit of savings in case of emergency things happening, like, you know, lightning bolt striking through the roof or something. You know, I've got the little rainy day fund. And then beyond that, anything that goes over a certain level, I start asking myself, how can I best reinvest this back into the movement? What can I do to put this back in? And, of course, doing that, I understand, is going to bring about liberty sooner rather than later, and of course that means more profits for everybody. And it's not about money for me. It's about getting the ideas of freedom out there, and of course doing an entertaining radio show to do that.
And the people that make these suggestions understand that the way that they're made motivated, the reason that they are involved in whatever they're involved in
is for money.
So they just can't figure out why it is that you would care so much. I mean, obviously the government's wrong and it screws up all the time, but why would anyone care so passionately about it? Well, you know, people care passionately about the things they care about. And, everybody's into something that they're not getting compensated for.
So, anyway, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and your $3 a month will be taken reinvested into the program.
Was that an AMP promo?
It was a lengthy AMP promo, okay. Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
I thought we were just talking on that topic.
Well, I just wanted to go off on these people that were suggesting that somehow I'm a bad man because I'm profiting from my activism. Please. I think that it would be ideal. I mean, Sam, I don't know where you're at in that process. It takes time.
I'm probably in those first few years that you experienced. I mean, I do some things that certainly make money, but it's nowhere near where I was.
It doesn't cover anything.
It's going to take time. And at the same time, you know, I'm an engineer. I knew all about computers and designing systems that cover networks that span the globe. I don't know all that much about film and framing and directing and cameras and lighting and all of the stuff that goes into producing quality video. So I've been learning that over the last 2 years and basically just sort of figuring it out as I go. I was lucky enough to where I had the money to buy the equipment rather than having to go to a film school and sit through all their classes and use their equipment. So then you can go work in the industry. I just started doing it.
Yeah, I mean, same with me. I had some savings, and I was able to invest in myself and invest in my business, and then it took a long time to pay that investment back.
It's not paid back. You're not even close to getting paid back, I wouldn't think.
What? The studio? The cost of the studio?
Well, I'm just saying that and what you gave up as far as
hours and time? No, there's, I don't know.
Yeah, you're nowhere near that. I mean,
I don't think about that as the investment. I think about that. I mean, certainly it is an investment
of time. It's absolutely an investment.
I think about it on a dollars and cents kind of basis.
At this point, I'm making more than anybody at Free Talk Live, and I'm not making what I made as a if I my family unit made when we were in Sarasota, Florida. We still haven't gotten up to that point, and it's fine with me. That's okay. I've got a simpler lifestyle up here, and I'm happy, and things are going well. I have the expectation that Free Talk Live is going to grow, and we're going to make more money.
You've got a convertible again,
yeah. Right? The 93 Dodge Shadow caught fire, so I bought a 91 Dodge Shadow. Convertible, baby.
Brilliant.
But I kept the
smells a little musty in there.
Yeah, what can I tell you? The
windows crack
doesn't fit quite right.
When it rains, it kind of comes in, and that usually
if you have the top down, the wind blows out the musty smell.
Does the wheel like pop when you turn a corner like the old one?
No, that one did have a clunking noise when you turned. This one, however,
we are living large here. I tell you, living large,
big ballers.
I just love to be able to say my 1991 Dodge Shadow with peeling red paint. I always enjoyed saying that. Yeah, I don't think there's too many shadows out there with original paint that isn't peeling.
So thank you to everybody that has gotten behind the program, because it's listeners like you that really made this possible. When the AMP program started up in 2005, listeners started to get behind it, and it's grown pretty consistently since then. There have been a few dips as people have had tough times. They've had to drop out. Some people drop out, and then they come back a year or two later. You never know what people's situations are going to be. And $3 a month, it makes a difference for us. It's the price of a cup of coffee in many places. But yet, when a bunch of people send us that $3 a month, it adds up, and we take that, and we do reinvest it into the program. We get on more radio stations around the country, and therefore can entertain people and bring them the ideas of freedom at the same time. Because if they don't want to listen, then they're not going to, they're not going to get the concepts. And it seems to be working out. So again, thanks to listeners like you, you get access to perks, the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only forum, the AMP only podcasts. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
If they're not entertained, they're at least outraged. How could these guys get on the radio and talk about these things?
Right, like the Christian conversation we had earlier tonight.
Yeah, well, you threw me under the bus with that one. You ran out of things to say on the strippers, and you're like, oh, let's just go after Christianity. I got nothing better to talk about here. I'm just out of stuff to say on strippers. So,
hey, you're very good when it comes to the Bible stuff. So,
out of time. Don't forget to join Sam over at his website, obscuredtruth.com. You can watch his excellent liberty-oriented videos, and he's for hire, by the way. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.